We were blessed a couple of years ago to make a great friend. And he's back to visit a little bit. Again, guys, First Sergeant Cedric King.
I met these guys about 2 years ago. You guys were up in D.C. Playing Redskins. It's RG's first year. After the game, coach, he sent me the game ball. At the time, I had been back in the States from being blown up in a wheelchair, maybe about 2 months, maybe. And the team just, it felt like they just understood, you know. They understood that, you know, I gave my legs for my country, for the way that we live in America. And they just understood, you know. And ever since then, you know, coach will send me updates, or I'll check in with coach. Or and they never treated me like I was just a fan. They treated me like I was a member of the team.
You get this ball, bro. Let me get one. Let me show you the arm, man.
What you doing out here, man?
Let me get one, man.
What's that?
Let me get one. All right. Hey, that's a little much, man. Come in a little bit.
Hey, hit the hot route. Hot route.
A little closer, man.
Hit the hot route right there, man. Hit the hot route, man.
Coach Rivera's father was in the military, and I think that when he saw me at the hospital, or he saw me come over before the game, I think it just, I don't know, it's just a soft spot in his heart for people that serve our country. He treated me just like somebody in my platoon would treat me. He'd take me in, you know, call and check on me, send me emails, send me updates. Hey, said, hey, thinking about you today, glad you're working hard, keep pounding, you know, that type of stuff. That'll keep you motivated. When you don't want to work out and you know you got a guy like Coach Rivera that's pulling for you, you can't just go and work out and just do 10 reps when you know you can do more.
Coach said he's going to have me, I'm going to tell him the story about the marathon.
I get about 5 more miles and this lady walks up to me and says, listen, we have been following you since mile 13 when you felt like you wanted to quit. We didn't say anything to you. But we knew that you wanted to quit back then. But our thinking was, if we followed you, wherever you fell out at, wherever you quit at, we were going to quit. That there were people that were watching me the whole time, waiting for me to fall out, waiting for me not to make it. And giving them an excuse not to make it too. But at mile 18, she tells me that. And I get the strength to go a little bit further. To go all the way and finish it. Now I'm telling you right now, there's people watching you right now. You out here, you're sweating. You out here, you're giving 100%. There's people out here watching you right now. And they're waiting for you not to make it to give themselves an excuse not to make it. You're not just doing this for you. You're doing this for a lot of people that you don't even know. And you're not going to find that out. You're not going to find out at week one. You're not going to find out at week two. You can find out at week 11, week 12, when you don't feel like going no more, when you don't feel like playing no more.
Cedric coming to see us a couple of years back was a blessing, and I think the biggest thing that makes him such a blessing for us is that you find inspiration in men like that, people like that, that have overcome such tremendous odds. And I want to make sure our players, our team, our men see a guy like that who's overcome so many things, so many obstacles to be who he is today.
If you believe right now, then you're going to run all the way through the season.
I think it was my rookie year, his first year when he was here. Like you said, he was in a wheelchair. You know, he didn't look the same as he looked now. And just to see the progress he made, where he's now, he's walking, he's running a marathon, just the energy and passion he has now just about life is great.
It's hard for me to believe that these guys, as good as they are, as popular as they are, as highly thought of as they are, they still have the humility enough to take their time out of their day to say, hey, Sed, what's up?
Keep pounding on three. One, two, three.
Keep pounding.